USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Authorities in China's Xinjiang region are opening up some neighborhoods after residents held late-night protests against the zero-COVID lockdown measures that lasted for 3 months. The demonstrations, as well as public anger online, are the latest signs of building frustration with China's approach to controlling COVID-19. It's the only major country in the world that's still fighting the pandemic through mass testing and lockdowns. Rescuers are working through rain and mud to find more possible victims of a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia, triggered by heavy rainfall. Sky News translates Italy's Interior Minister, Matteo Piantedosi.
There are difficulties in the rescue operations because the weather conditions are very challenging. We're sending teams both by air and sea. I'm in close contact with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and my fellow ministers. It's an evolving situation. Very serious.
At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. A vigil will be held for the 6 victims killed during a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The announcement comes as police release a so-called death note written by the suspected gunman, Andre Bing. Bing was a supervisor at the store who was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after the shooting. He wrote on his phone about being harassed by his co-workers, wishing that he could start over. The handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. A record $9.12 billion in online sales were made on Black Friday, so says Adobe Analytics. Inflation is part of the reason for the higher number. Online sales for electronics spiked 221% compared to an average day in October. MacBooks and Apple Watches were top sellers, along with drones, the Xbox Series X, and games like FIFA 23. You are listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A Missouri judge ruled that a 19-year-old woman cannot witness the execution of her father. Kevin Johnston requested his daughter, Corey Ramey, attend his execution. He's being punished for the 2005 murder of Kirkwood police officer William McEntee. Johnston's execution is scheduled for Tuesday. The entertainment world is remembering singer and actress Irene Cara. She won an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and the Grammys twice. Cara is best known as the voice behind the title cut from the 1980 film Fame and the era-defining Flashdance, What a Feeling, 3 years later. Deborah Cox called Cara an inspiration, while Holly Robinson Pate recalled seeing Cara perform, saying the insane combination of talent and beauty was overwhelming to her. Cara died at her home in Florida. She was 63. The Federal Communications Commission banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems. They cite an unacceptable risk to national security. The 5-member panel unanimously approved the new rules on Friday. It's the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10/1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.